You're listening to Back to Us Radio on the Back to Us Network.
Everybody down!
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake. And you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jackson.
Reggie Jackson. I'm a comedian. Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson. I'm on Back to Us.
What? What is going down? Welcome back to Table Talk. We haven't been on the air in 2 weeks. We haven't done a show in 2 weeks. So I'm really excited. Thank you, David, for making the trek out come do this in this monsoon of weather that is in Atlanta.
It felt like longer than 2 weeks. I felt like it had to be done.
We had to get on the air. We had to talk. Yeah. So I guess it's been a very busy 2 weeks for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to begin by saying that Dave, in the last 2 weeks, has managed to get an actual girlfriend. Hit the Jamaican on me. Yes, babe, yes. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Y'all don't know is I had to ask Dave if I could say it on the air. But now that since I can say it, because you don't like to talk about some other things that have happened with females in the past, you're like, I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
But now it's official.
Yeah, because this one's actually the right one for the time, and this one is one that's worth talking about.
So you haven't had a girlfriend in 2 years?
I haven't had one girlfriend in much longer than 2 years.
Why do I think it was 2 years?
I don't know.
That was me.
Yeah, it's been... You haven't had a girlfriend in 2 years?
I haven't had a girlfriend in about 9 years.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it?
No, not for me. Not on my side of it. It does not.
Well, yes, I now have my first girlfriend in several years.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm real happy about it.
You're in an interracial relationship.
This is true.
Which is nothing new for you anyway. It is not your first time in an interracial relationship.
No, but it is my first time in a official on the books one.
Are you guys Facebook official?
No.
You don't want to be?
Not really. I don't want to put that on Facebook and have everybody diving into my business. Neither does she.
We're on the air.
Yeah. I mean, people on the air expect some things from us. It's right. Not the same.
I gotcha.
I don't want all those comments and
I
want
to be Facebook official with somebody. Will you be in a relationship with me on Facebook? I want to be Facebook.
Well, not now. You should have asked me a month ago.
Crap. I missed my window of opportunity, David Young. Reggie Jackson is now in a relationship with David Young.
No.
I'd probably get 270 likes in 5 minutes. Because when I did the fake April Fools,
yeah,
I'm getting married. Or I was in a relationship. When did I do that? A couple years ago. I'm in a relationship. And motherfuckers are still commenting on it.
Really?
Like, congratulations. It was a joke 2 years ago. But thanks for bringing up the painful memory that it is not true. So, how long... You guys... It's just been the last 2 weeks that you guys are official.
Right. It's been like a week and a half.
Do you think that... You guys will jump the broom one day, Dave?
I'm not going to make any predictions on that, but I did only as of talking to her a couple weeks ago, figure out what jumping the broom is. Because I didn't know what that was about, and I had heard it in the UGK Outcast song, International Players Anthem, where they talk about high jump the broom, and I just thought it sounded good because it sounded good, but she told me what it was.
So for everybody that don't know, what is jumping the broom?
It's a wedding ceremony thing that's like taking a leap of faith, kind of.
Right. Well, I think originally where it came from was back when slavery was around. They slaves weren't allowed to, of course, go to a church and have the ceremony and do all the ceremony official things. So that was their way of
commemorating
the union.
Consecrating?
Consummating no, is but, where they have sex.
Right, but
so that's what I'm trying to say.
Consecrating?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Making
yeah,
it official. Yeah, their Facebook, no. Jumping the Broom made you Facebook official back
yeah,
in the day.
I think you're right about that. And being that it's been a week and a half, I'm not thinking that far ahead. It's just going very well, and I'm taking it for what it is right now.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
And I've met her, and she's beautiful.
She is.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
So I went home for Shasta, my best friend, for her bridal shower last week. Yeah. So that's why we weren't on the air, because we were doing those things.
Because you were going crazy. Do tell.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, going home is different for me. We went to the only gay bar in my hometown, and I danced on stage with drag queens until they turned the lights on.
Your mom doesn't listen to the show, does she?
No. she doesn't.
Yeah.
And I did get a lot of probing from my mom. Like, you know, I always say my mom thinks I'm gay because I haven't had a partner in years.
Right.
And I really am not joking. Like, this weekend, she was really probing.
Hmm.
She was like, you know, do you know a lot of gay people? A lot of gay people in Atlanta? And I was like, I know a lot of all different kinds of people. And then a few minutes later, she was like, well, do you know like a lot of lesbians? Or is it?
She's like, I'm thinking of wearing this flannel shirt out tonight. What do you think?
I did. When I went out, I did wear a flannel shirt. Because I had a really cute dress, and I'm like, oh, I could put this dress and these lashes on. But my hometown's not really that kind of place.
Yeah.
So, hold on a second.
Yeah, it's Tennessee,
right.
Virginia border.
Right.
Yeah.
I opted for a flannel, a pair of these ripped up jeans.
Did you have Birkenstocks?
A Bugatti t-shirt. No. What okay. What shoes did I wear? Adidas.
A Bugatti t-shirt.
Yes.
Nice.
I wear my red suede Adidas that match my Bugatti t-shirt. I had to think about it because I'm like, I know I had on a sneaker that was intentional. So I had to think about my shoe game. Sorry about that. Sneakerhead, hashtag sneakerhead.
Yeah.
And I fit in just fine.
Yeah. Except for that one bar you were talking about.
Right. I text you from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep.
There were no black people in the world in my hometown this weekend at all. And we went in this little country, Buffalo Wild Wings, right there in Johnson City. And we ran a couple of tables out playing music on the... I want to call it a jukebox, but I know it's not a jukebox.
It's like the modern version of a jukebox, like an iPod dock or something?
Right. Yeah. So it's called like iMusic or something like that. It's not called a jukebox.
Okay.
With my country ass. I know it's not called a jukebox, but it was that sort of thing, the music controller. And we beat down a whole lot of T.I. and a whole lot of Jay-Z. And, we
and
had two tables.
There just wanted Toby Keith and George Strait.
Yes.
Yeah.
And probably like Def Leppard.
Yeah.
I should have worn my Def Leppard t-shirt, took my AC/DC t-shirt. Then I would look like everybody else for real.
Yeah.
But, it was, nah. But the shower was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have two of my good friends back home, Natalie and Nicole, and I've been friends with those girls for 20 years. And they're the kind of friends that you just laugh about everything. And I laughed so hard that I literally cried. I was in the car. I was crying. I couldn't get my breath. Everything was funny.
That's the best.
Everything was funny.
Yeah.
And we, Natalie had... She had her feet out of the back of the truck, like, and so I was like, I'm going to stick my feet out the window, too. And I understand why country-ass hillbillies do that kind of thing, because it feels great, that warm Tennessee air on your toes.
Barefoot.
Barefoot, chilling. We were barefoot at the shower.
Ah.
Because it was outside, it was a garden party.
Hmm.
And we kept saying that, like, all day, garden party.
You have flutes of champagne and monocles and stuff?
We had goblets of sangria.
Ah, that's better.
And, I mean, a lot. I probably ate my weight in chicken salad sandwiches that day. So, the next day, So we went to the gay to the drag show, to the gay bar on Saturday night. And so much fun. Shout out to New Beginnings in Johnson City, because I had not been there in 10 years and it is still every bit as fun as it used to be. I feel like when I'm around drag queens, I feel like I'm just kind of in my element. I feel like I could help somebody put a lash on if it needed it. Like, I feel like I'm here. I'm home.
Yeah.
And so I got wasted Saturday night. Surprise, surprise.
Well, you're supposed to with that scenario.
Right. So my mom and dad, who don't drink at all, came to Johnson City to pick me up the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm super hungover, like haven't eaten anything. I had to chew gum because I'm like, my breath smells like Jaeger. I'm sure of it. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So my mom and dad were like, you drive home. And I was like, oh, so it's maybe 30, 45 minutes from Johnson City to my parents' house. And if the speed limit was 45 and I went 46, my mom would start yelling at me to slow down, that the cameras are going to give you a ticket. The cameras. The cop cameras. The cameras. It won't be you. It'll be me with the cameras. And I'm just like, I was so hungover. I went to Pals. It was everything. You said, you and I talked about, I think, about this the other day, and you said that you've seen Pals, but you've never eaten there.
I don't think I've even seen it. I don't know. What is it?
It's a drive-through hamburger place. And on the outside of the building, they have a great big hamburger, a great big order of fries, and a great big Pals drink. It's just a cool little...
No, I've never seen that.
...business.
Huh.
And they have... It's not the best food, but it's good. Okay. And I crave it because it's kind of sloppy.
Yeah.
But I had, I got a couple of hot dogs. I went home and ate them. And then I told my mom, I was like, I've been up all night. I'm going to bed. And I went to bed and slept till 8. I felt bad because I only had a day with them. And then I got up and watched, I watched Lip Sync Battle for the first time.
I'm still surprised that's a show. I like that as like a skit, as a concept, but as a show?
It was Jimmy Fallon and The Rock. So for me, it was about as good as it could have ever gotten.
Yeah.
And I was still like, this is stupid.
Yeah. It works as like a 5-minute one-time thing on Jimmy Fallon's show, but
right.
It just...
It's not necessary to do a whole show of these guys having a lip sync battle. Right. So The Rock did Taylor Swift Shake It Off, and he kind of botched it. It really wasn't even that great of a lip sync. And then Jimmy Fallon did, I can't remember the song he did, but it was like a Copacabana kind of feel, like the Copacabana. And he did a conga line with the audience. Huh. And that was cool, but I was over it.
Yeah.
By the first two songs.
Yeah. And then you proceeded to watch it for the next 3 hours?
No, we watched Undercover Boss for the next 3 hours.
Okay. That's entertaining.
I love that show.
I've never really watched much of it.
I got to be careful with my television with my mom, because I turned it over and Lake Placid was on. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen the unedited version of it in a long time. And when Betty White looked at them and was like, you can suck my dick, I was like, let's just find something else to watch, Mom. Maybe something else. I'm used to the edited version of this, so perhaps
something
else. What
does she say in the edited version there?
I don't know.
It's not memorable? Okay.
Foot.
Oh.
You know how they always insert something that makes sense.
You can suck my elbow.
Right. So, we watched Undercover Boss, and then my mom, there's these country, like, folky gospel singers called Jory and Tori.
Okay.
And my mom loves them. Like, she made me order her one of their cookbooks. They own a little cafe, and they're from Pikesville, Tennessee. And I don't know them. I've never heard of them because that's not exactly my genre of music. But they're very well known. And they only do concerts at the barn. They built like a little theater thing in their barn on their farm in Pikesville. And the tickets are $50 a piece.
Wow.
And they pack that barn out. And Loretta Lynn is friends with them.
I don't know who that is.
Loretta Lynn is one of the oldest country artists, like... ever. She you've never heard of that movie Coal Miner's Daughter?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
That was about the Loretta Lynn story. And I Googled her net worth the other day. And like her, Dolly Parton, you know who Dolly Parton is?
Yeah.
She's worth $600 million.
Woo! Wow.
$600 million.
That's a lot of money.
all those old country stars. That's what we did on the road trip on the way back. I don't know how it came up or what, but I guess I was talking about this to Shasta about that Jory Tory or whatever. And I started Googling all these old country stars' net worth, and like Willie Nelson is worth like $50,000 or something. Like, I don't know what bad decisions he's made since the 70s.
He's like the most well-known of his age group.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very across genre kind of guy. Yeah. And I don't know what bad financial decisions that he's made.
Wow.
But I'm like, man, those old country artists. But anyway, one of the founders of country music is really good friends with them.
Okay.
So, I don't know. My mom's obsessed with them.
I've never heard of them, and they sound like people I would actively try not to hear.
Yeah, it's very dry.
Yeah.
I did hear a pretty funny joke on their show.
All right.
Well, it was not a funny joke, but this tells you, like, the kind of, because it's very Christian humor.
But it was a joke.
Right.
What happened?
Hold on, let me see if I can remember how it went. Oh, shoot. Now, I don't want to tell the joke bad. I don't think it's a good way to tell it.
No.
Maybe it'll come to me. I'm not going to sit here and try to actively remember it.
Yeah, no.
Fuck. I really do want to remember, though. Damn you, marijuana. Stealing these good memories.
So you, wait, did you go to a show up there? Or
no, my mom wanted me to look it up. It's like 5 hours. I think it's right outside of Nashville is where their farm is.
Oh, okay.
So I Googled it, and my dad said that was talking about looking for cars today, and he was like, you can look on the internet, and he was like, you got that, don't you? Like, do you got that internet?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I got that internet. It was really funny to me.
Yeah,
I got that internet, Dad.
I'm looking forward to going back home too, which
you're going this weekend, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving in 2 days. So probably by the time this airs. Yeah, and my hometown is not as southern feeling as your hometown, but it is Virginia, and it is a very different environment than here. Like, here I've built my whole entire world from things that I wanted to, and there it's much different. It's
well,
fun,
your parents
it's nice.
Own a hardware store.
Right.
I just see your parents as being very, like, just... like upper middle class family, like everything's kind of, you know, like homey there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like real white bread. Is that bad to say it that way?
I wouldn't say it's real white bread, but I would agree with everything else you just said. Yeah, it's
very traditional.
Except my mom's mom was a real interesting non-traditional lady, and she passed a lot of that on to my mom. So maybe at face value, it seems like very traditional. But it's not so much.
Probably secretly deep down, I remind you of your mom a little bit.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
It's not something I've thought
hashtag
about before.
Hashtag cool auntie for life. Crap.
I would never have the conversations I have with you with my mom, though.
I'm sure not. But just that kind of eccentric. I guess I'm probably way more out there than.
Well, you're a little more out there, but it's also because we have a mother-son relationship, and with you, it's not there, so...
Right, good.
I can tell you anything.
Good. I don't want to ever fucking have a mother-son relationship with you, Dave. P.S. sidebar.
No, it's all very safe and almost white picket fancy, but not quite, and... It's nice. It'll be great to be there and see everybody for 3 days, and then it'll be great to come back.
So it's a wedding?
No. It's my grandpa's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
How old is he?
92.
Man!
Yep. And he's my last surviving grandparent, and he's still mentally completely there, so it'll be really nice to see him, and my sister's coming in for it, too, and I'll see some uncles and aunts, I think, and the new puppy. The new Sprudel, Springer Spaniel Poodle Puppy. Yeah.
Is there anybody in your family you're just like, oh, Uncle Tommy?
No, actually. There's nobody in my family I wouldn't want to see. We have a
lucky man.
A remarkably, not normal exactly, but fine family. Where my parents are still together. I don't think anyone in my family tree is divorced. Everybody gets along well. Nobody's particularly crazy or unruly or anything. Yeah.
You really need to go home with me. You should go home with me for Shasta's wedding, Dave.
Nah.
Why?
Because I don't want to go back up north that soon after I go.
Oh, my God.
And because I'm looking for a real vacation in July.
Okay.
I looked up tickets. I just pulled out. I have an app called Skyscanner that will just like show you for ranges of dates where you want to go and how much it'll cost and all that. And I pulled it up and I said, these are the dates I want to go in July. And then I put in Atlanta as the departure place. And then I just saw what came up in the list of like some places to go from Atlanta. And it's only $800 round trip to go to and from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. So I may be looking for somebody to accompany me with that.
To Rio?
Yeah.
I would do it, but I have a wedding coming up and I have to move.
Yeah. It's
my
it's always tricky.
Locked down.
Yeah, it's always tricky to find somebody like that. And as much fun as it is to travel alone like I did when Peru, I did that last time, and I think once a decade is enough to travel alone, and I kind of want a companion this time. Especially for a country where I don't speak any of the language. Because Peru, I'm bad at Spanish, but I can get by with Spanish, and I don't speak any Portuguese at all.
Tatiana used to count in Portuguese when we were in circus and we worked out together.
Maybe I'll hit her up.
You should ask Tatiana.
I don't know if we ever spoke a
word.
I don't know if we ever had spoke a word of conversation to each other, but maybe.
She and I would go out to lunch together quite frequently, and it was I had to really pay attention.
Yeah.
To what she was saying to get it, and I'm sure she had to really pay attention to me because it's not just English; it's this. Slang and this twang.
For those of us that aren't the two of us, she was the silk dancer for the circus.
Right.
From Brazil.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. But I used to work out with her, and she would count in Portuguese, which worked out better.
What's 1, 2, 3 in Portuguese?
Mm-hmm. That was the whole thing. Like, I didn't understand when she was counting down. So, you know, like when you're doing reps and they're like, 3 more. 2 more. You know, those last 3, 2, 1. Like, sometimes you can't even hardly do that last one. You're like, one more. I cannot. Because mentally.
She'd be like, Vamos. Vamos. Right. Vamos.
I mean, like, because mentally, that last one, you're like, for some reason for me, I shut down on that last whatever rep. Mm. So it actually worked out better. She spoke in Portuguese. Did you watch any of the Billboard Awards?
Nope. Didn't even know they were on.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, the big talk is Kanye.
As always.
I guess, and I watched that part. I didn't watch the Billboard Awards. Ludacris hosted them. Like, I probably should have, but I didn't.
Okay.
But Kanye's performance was a whole lot of pyro in the front and in the back. So, basically, you couldn't see him throughout his whole performance.
Oh. I like pyro.
I think that he was intentionally going for that kind of shadows performance, you know, because he's been, the last couple times I've seen him perform live, he's been doing different things. Like, he did one song laying down completely on his back.
Yeah.
You know, like.
He's always trying avant-garde shit.
Yeah. So that's what it was, but nobody liked it.
Huh.
Like,
what
nobody.
What song did he perform? Or songs?
I don't remember.
Okay.
And I watched it last night, and I still couldn't tell you.
Huh.
I don't know.
Because his music is being engulfed in his personality, and it doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
I have all but lost faith in him completely. Because clearly he's gone off the deep end. He's always been a little arrogant, but now he is just too much. And he's always been pretty creative, but now he is too far to enjoy. And he's always been a little bit ignorant, although I hate to admit that. And now he is just ignorant to the extreme. So as much as I don't want to, I've kind of just completely lost faith in him.
I do like that song, that Hello Mama.
Yeah, Hello, I mean, Mama. I like a lot of his old songs, but just everything he's put out since, like, Click
That's
and
a new
Mercy.
Song.
Huh?
That Hello Mama's new.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of Hey
the
Mama.
The One.
That's right.
The One, I think, is what I'm thinking of.
Okay. I don't know if I've heard that. But, yeah.
You are my only one.
Oh.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. And mostly all of his songs now are him singing with reverb over his voice.
Yeah, he's auto-tune love ballads to Kim Kardashian.
Is reverb the wrong verbiage?
Yes.
Reverbage? I'll reverbage that then, Dave.
It's auto-tune.
Okay, so speaking of crazy, I'm going to two stories I'm going to try to slide in. I can't figure out which one I want to do first. Let me do the look-alive story first. All right, so if you guys have heard of Look Alive, she is a very well-known rapper and poet out of New Orleans, and she's a very good friend of mine, and she was over here earlier right before the show, and she told me this story, and I have to repeat it.
Okay.
Okay. So, she, you know, there are those moments as an artist that you have where you're like, I made it. Like, when I opened for Ricky Smiley, I was like, I made it. When we got on with Circus, I was like, I made it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I work with the Wayans family, I made it. I made it. There are all these moments where you're waiting as an artist for it just to catapult you.
Yeah.
And she used to be a valet. Her first album is called The Valet.
Okay.
And she was working at the hotel and Cat Williams rolled up. And she said that he just stood there and was like staring at her because she has a very unique style. She's just extra fly all the time, even when she's not trying to.
Yeah, I could tell that in that 5 minutes I just met her now.
She's that chick. I told her, I'm like, in 2 years when I'm gay, you're going to have to get a restraining order on me. Like, she's just that smooth with it. And so I guess he was checking out her swag, or if you will, or her swig. And he came up to her and she was like, yo, I spit. And so she started rapping for him or whatever. And she said that he was just like, man, like you're the truth. I got to get you in the studio, whatever. So he called her the next morning at like 8 o'clock and said, meet me here at this studio tonight. So she goes to the studio or whatever. And he's feeling like everything. She said that he had listened to her stuff so much that he was calling songs before they came on and was like, man, I love it when you said this and this and this and this rhyme, like a fan, right?
Wow.
Right. Like if I met Method Man, like that's how it would be. Like I know every lyric. Like that's how he was rolling.
Yeah.
And so he was like, man, I want you to come out. I'm going out to Cali. Come out to California with me. And she was like, man, I made it, right?
Right.
So it was, she said when they were in the studio, there were a bunch of like younger cats that were rappers as well that were in there and everything. And she was like, okay, cool, cool. So she was dating at that point, LaCara Foster, who's been on our show before,
right.
Amazing artist, another great friend of mine. Yeah. So LaCara was like, we made it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm going too. So Donderlin, another friend of ours, like took them out to eat. Like it was their farewell dinner. You know, like she called the hotel where she valeted and everybody knew about it. And she was like, I'm not ever coming in again. And they were like, we know, go get it. And so it's so funny to me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to deliver it. So she said the next day they got on to drive the big like tour bus. There was a tour bus. There was something with a trailer hooked on the back of it, like a truck with a trailer. And then there was
there's a trailer on the back of the tour bus. Oh no, truck. Gotcha.
On the back of a truck. Yeah. And this was their little caravan, and it's so relevant. And then the white Mercedes van, which had all the producers and management and all that PR people, whatever they did in that. And she said that Kat, like, maybe, yeah, I think the trailer was hooked on the back of his bus. You're right about that.
Okay.
Because she said that Kat, like, he had a driver, but he was like, I'm gonna drive. So he, like, gets in and starts to drive. And she said that there was a car coming that he didn't see. And they put all of them in the back of that trailer behind the bus that he was driving. So he was driving them. And she said that it was like a real trailer, like with the windows up top. And they had like tables and candles and drinks and stuff everywhere in the back of that. And you remember that dog, that German Shepherd that was at the beginning of Pimpin' is Pimpin'?
Yes, yes.
That dog was in the trailer with them. And all of them little kids that was the new rappers, all them kids were in the trailer with her and LaCara, right? Yeah. So they're like, you know what? Let's just go with it. Whatever it is, what it is. Let's just keep it pushing. You know, Nikki, we made it. We got to keep going, right? So he slams on his breast. He slammed on the brakes because that car. What this little motherfucker was doing driving this tour bus anyway, I don't know, unbeknownst to me, but he hits his brakes, and when he did, everything in the back of that trailer flew off the table. I can't even.
You can do it, finish it.
Everything flew off that table, like all those candles and all the drinks. That the candle fell on one of those little young rappers or whatever and burned him. She said the cat yelled back and was like, ah, I wish you could have heard her impersonate Cat Williams because she was spot on. I'll never get it. I've never heard her do it. I asked her to do it again. She said, I don't think I can do it again. She just went back in her memory bank and that's what came out. She said the cat, like, oh my God, this story's so epic. And she said that he, like, opened up the window and yelled back and was like, oh, I know y'all motherfuckers ain't out there crying over little candle wax. And then, like, rolled up the window and kept going. So then they pull up to this gas station. I'm laughing as hard telling you this as I laugh with Natalie and Nicole because I'm really crying. Ooh, they pulled up at this gas station and then he opened up the trailer and he said, everybody go in that gas station.
I don't know if it's funnier, the story, or you just losing it right now.
It was so funny as I'm telling you. So, ooh. Especially knowing LaCroix and LaCara, because LaCroix is extra smooth and LaCara is just extra. She's a little bougie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she likes nice things. She likes to be treated. She likes to travel a certain way.
Right.
She's that lady. And I'm not mad at her about that.
Yeah.
But picture her in the back of the trailer when he hit the front. Okay. So. He opens up the trailer and says, everybody get out.
I wish I knew this story so I could take over.
Sorry, guys. Okay. So he opened up the trailer and he said, everybody get in the store. y'all.
Okay. This story is like 3 minutes longer than it needs to be.
So he said, everybody go in the store and just get whatever you want. It's on me, right? Because, you know, that's what artists do.
Right.
That's what drug dealers do. If you ever go out to eat with a drug dealer, they order everything on the menu because they're balling and they can.
Yeah.
Like, I want steak, lobster, chicken, and fish. Like, get it all out right now. And three salads. I need three salads. Like, that was what he was on. So he was like, y'all go in the store, get whatever you want. And Lookalive was like, I don't want anything from in there. And he was like, just go in the store. Just, like, get out and go. Like, was insistent. Go get something.
Yeah.
So while they were in the store, she said that she felt like so much had happened between the time that they got in the back of that trailer to the store. She's like, we could have been in Alabama. I didn't know where we were, but they were on Candler Road.
Oh, wow.
And so, of course, he's Cat Williams. So all these people started, you know, like, oh, snap, it's Cat Williams, and started coming over and taking pictures and trying to talk to him. And then there was a guy that was standing over next to the gas tank, and he was like, yo, Kat, why don't you hook me up with some gas? And Kat was like, oh, I got you, man, I got you. But because there were so many people, he didn't go straight over to that guy. He was taking pictures and, you know, meeting and greeting on the way over, and the guy started getting an attitude and was like, yo, Kat, what up, son? I thought you was going to give me some snaps on this gas. And so it got reckless.
Yeah.
Like, it ended up being a heated debate between Cat Williams and this dude in this truck. And she said that all of those little young rappers, like, all, and she said that she was talking to them in the trailer and was like, how long y'all been knowing Kat? And they were like, we just met him yesterday. And she was like, oh, snap, me too. And so they were like, Kat Williams is going to change my life too.
Yeah.
So all of them got out and like started bucking up on dude in the truck. Like, you ain't going to mess. And the whole time they're doing that, Kat Williams is running around all of the gas tanks. She said he's wearing skinny jeans, cowboy boots, has a perm, and a flowered shirt. Like, he is.
That's exactly how I envisioned him before you described him.
Said he was running around the gas tanks screaming, like, oh, no, this motherfucker, this is when he's starting with me. This motherfucker's really trying to come up on me right now. He's really trying to do something. Oh, I know he ain't trying to do something. And then she said that while the guy was over there with the young rappers, like, beefing it out with them, that Kat Williams got in his truck with his wife and his little baby, and the truck had a sunroof.
Mm-hmm.
And Kat stands up out of the sunroof, and then when the guy turns around, Kat's like, oh, what are you going to do now, motherfucker? And the guy lost his fool-ass mind because he's in this truck with his family. She said there was a Waffle House down the street. She said that her and LaCara ran into the Waffle House. She said LaCara is crying her eyes out. Like, it was so extra gangster. And then she ran into the Waffle House and was like, where are we? Where are we? And they're like, Candler Road. And they were like, oh. Because they really thought they were, like, gone, right? Yeah. And so they ended up jumping off the bus and never got back on.
Wow. All because of some dude who thought Kat owed him gas.
Right. I'd have been more offended if he didn't smoke on that gas with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, what up with that gas in the blunt? I don't know. That is hilarious to me. And the fact that he had everybody in that trailer.
Yeah.
Slinging them around.
So before the night that she met him, basically, it seems like he just got real drunk and met like five different people and changed his mind. And he was like, "Wow, these five people I met tonight are the truth. This is
right.
This is the basically future of entertainment."
I'm gonna put these motherfuckers in the back of a trailer and haul them to California. Man, it. She actually ran around the living room to give me the effect. And she's not even an animated person. I sat and, I mean, it is so funny to me that happened. That she's back there with that German Shepherd. It's all, it's everything. It's pimping us pimping.
Yeah. It's too bad she's not a comedian. She could definitely tell that story.
She said LaCara, who I've said several times, and you know I don't hand this out to anybody. I've told LaCara many times, you need to be a comedian. Because she is hilarious on stage. She has great timing. And she said that LaCara's told this story just about at every Brown Sugar Vibe. And I'm like, when did I miss this story? And when can I hear LaCara tell it?
Yeah.
But Look Alive didn't hurt nobody with telling me, honey. I laughed just as hard as I did trying to tell you again. Sorry.
I can tell.
I'm sorry I couldn't get that out. But I got to the trailer part and then realized that the whole gas station scene was coming up. And that's what was making me laugh. I'm sorry. I just can't imagine him standing in somebody's pickup truck through the sunroof like, ow, what are you going to do now, motherfucker? In his little cowboy boots.
Yep.
But that's hilarious. It's so funny. Like, she quit her job.
Yeah.
And they just got to Candler Road. And she's
they didn't even get out of the county.
Like, right. She's like, if it's not too late, can I pick up my shift tonight that I called in on? I'm just saying. Speaking of crazy, Waco, Texas today.
Right. I don't know anything about that. Tell me about it.
There was a shootout. There were about five different biker gangs that were trying to, they've had beef or whatever, I guess.
Mm.
And they were trying to find a place to meet up, I guess, to discuss territory. And they went to a Twin Peaks. Do you know what Twin Peaks is?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Of course you do.
I haven't been to one, but I know what it is.
I know. I haven't been to one either, but I'm familiar. It's like a Hooters.
Right.
So they meet up at this bar, I guess, and it ends up being a big shootout. They arrested 196 bikers. 9 people got killed.
Wow.
And I've been kind of keeping up with it, like, as much as I can, trying to watch videos here and there.
It's still breaking right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is this today?
It happened last night.
Oh.
And so now, I guess, what's on the screen. Clearly, they're saying that there's possibly more biker gangs that are coming to, that are heading down to Waco.
Hmm. To do what?
I guess finish the beef.
Huh.
Because if you think about it, Hell's Angels or whatever they're called, I think, like some of the bigger biker gangs,
yeah,
they're like gangs. They're called gangs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they have other... other affiliates in other cities, and probably in Texas for sure.
Yeah.
That it's just like any other gang. They're like, oh, you want to take down our guys? Well, we'll come down there and settle the score. And I wonder how it's going to go, because they have all these 196 inmates from different gangs in the same prison.
That'll be interesting.
It's like, how do you process that?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be a prisoner who was in that prison before they got in there.
Mm-hmm.
As bad as it may have been, shit's about to get real there.
Yeah. It, like, Oz for real.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with all that, but that was crazy.
Yeah.
196 people were arrested, but they complied with the officers when they arrested them.
That's pretty surprising.
Well, they have more money than Jesus.
Mm.
You know, the when a long time ago, when I worked back home in our little NASCAR town, when we would do, when there was a race in town, we would have tons of bikers that would come through the restaurant, and nobody would want to take care of them because they're a little intimidating. They're scary. They've got grease under their fingernails.
Yeah.
But I would always do it because, like, it's money.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's like a $50 tip off the rip if you give them great service. So I was like, I'm not intimidated by these guys. Like, I'm not trying to join their gang. Right. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be funny and cute. And get this money on their ass. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Right.
But, yeah, bikers, it's, again, it's a...
It's like Sons of Anarchy.
It's just like Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
But in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, the news was just saying before we started this show that, like, the gangs are a notorious part of American culture. But it's really been glorified by things like Sons of Anarchy, where it all, like, they're intricate people and they're not evil and they're... They may do bad things, but they're good at heart sometimes, and it's just, it's been, like, glamorized.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
It's dangerous.
It is.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Wow. They kind of govern themselves for sure. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I hope that everything ends up working out down there in Tejas. But Waco was where all those people at that compound drank all that Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
And died at the same time. What is going on?
Are those the only two things Waco is famous for?
I guess.
Kool-Aid and bikers?
Biker Kool-Aid? If I owned a bar, I would come up with a drink and call it Biker Kool-Aid.
Most dangerous drink on the planet.
It would just tear your ass up. So, anyway. Yeah, wow. Those were... I guess that's really the kind of the top news. I don't have anything else exciting. I've just been doing wedding stuff.
Okay, I've got a few things. Hopefully you're on the same page, though. I feel like you would have mentioned it by now if you were. I saw Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. Did you?
I did not.
Damn. Okay. Well, sorry. I won't spoil anything, but you should see it.
You know, this idiot that I know back home was like, it's terrible. And I'm like, you're the only person that would say that. And you could tell me anything about that movie, and I would still really want to go see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's not perfect, and I dare say it's not as good as the first one. But that is large part to do with the fact that the first one had the novelty and the you never seen this before idea thing. And this one doesn't have that because you have seen it before. And my only other complaint is that it's got a lot of jokes in it, and a lot of them hit, and a lot of them are really funny, but there are moments when they don't really hit, and it feels like they're trying too hard to make it a comedy when it really is like an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's great. It's a whole lot of fun. It's everything you want it to be. It's big and explosive.
You didn't
3D it. No, I didn't. But yeah, it's definitely worth it if you like the original.
Have you seen the previews for Tomorrowland?
Yeah.
I want to see that movie.
That does look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other one I saw that I'm guessing you haven't seen because you would have seen Avengers first is Furious 7.
How was it?
It was really good, too.
So I will see it at some point, but I don't think you can really ruin it for me. You know, because it's
because nobody goes to see that movie for the plot.
Right. So how did they brought in Paul Walker's younger brother?
I didn't hear about that. You mean like as a double for him?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that. No.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe
just
they
like
did.
Him.
Okay.
You probably saw him about 20 times in that movie.
Yeah, they probably did then. Yeah.
Did you see the opening? Did you see Ty in it?
No, I forgot he was.
Crap.
What did he do? Was he just like a featured extra?
Yeah, for a soldier.
So was he like a reaction shot?
I don't know.
Now I gotta watch that again and look for Ty.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much what you expect it to be, but like even more over the top than all the last ones because it has to keep up in the ante. And it's not as much about like cars and racing this time around, but it's fine because it's probably the best action franchise. It's not a comic book series that exists right now, except for maybe the Bond films, but that's a whole different thing. But yeah, it's really good. It's really worth seeing if you're into action. And The Rock, a lot of the best scenes are kind of spoiled by the trailer, but The Rock has, like, a minigun.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
He said that he posted a picture on Instagram and said that that gun weighed, like, 100 pounds.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not nearly as much as I thought it would be.
I can't remember what he said. I can look it up after the show.
Uh-huh.
I'll be glad to look through all his pictures until I find one of him half-naked with that gun in his hands, Joe.
Yeah, I'd highly recommend that. And then another preview that I've seen that I'm going to guess you haven't seen that I can show you soon is there's a movie that looks pretty interesting called Tangerine, which is about a transgender prostitute, and that's coming out in July.
Is it a documentary?
No, it's a drama.
Really?
Yep. It looks interesting.
I watched, They, you know, we talked about the last time that you were here, the Diane Sawyer interview with Bruce Jenner.
Right.
And I watched, they've taken the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, people have taken and made two little mini documentaries about his journey as well.
Oh.
And I watched it again last night.
Was that good?
Yeah, it was difficult to, it was difficult to see his kids, like, especially, you know, like the younger girls. It was hard on them to
because of the emotions they went through.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it really is like a death,
I'm sure,
of one person. Because
and
when he transforms to she, he'll still have the same soul and the same heart. But you know,
it just
like,
kind of rocks your interpretation of someone you thought you knew,
right? And he wants to go full transformation. So I'm sure they're thinking, I won't have a dad anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just it's a lot. I mean, and it's like Chloe was talking, and she said, I don't want to offend anybody about anything that I say because I support Bruce. But she's like, I just don't know if I'm using the proper terminology or, you know, whatever. So I think it's bold of them to do that. And I think it's cool because they're educating all of us.
It's very much uncharted territory for mainstream America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty dope. But Tangerine.
Yeah. I'll have to show you the preview because I don't remember that much about it. But it looks interesting.
Jurassic World's creeping up on us, man.
Yep. Yep. Mad Max, I've heard great things about. I haven't seen it yet. You're probably not as into that as I am, but it looks so good.
I remember, I feel like for some reason, the original Mad Max, I watched it when I was little, and it scared me or something.
That seems likely.
I feel like it was just scary to me when I was
a
kid.
It's like a post-apocalyptic crazy world with Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
I heard that that he never really tried to be in that movie, and what I heard was the way Mel Gibson became Mad Max was he was like he had a friend who was going to audition for it, and the night before the audition, he was just in because he's Australian, and he was in some Australian bar and got wasted, and he's belligerent because he is, and he got in a fight. And so he drove his friend to the audition, and he was, like, bloody and kind of, like, gross from the night before. And his friend auditioned, and they were like, yeah, whatever. And then they noticed him, and they were like, whoa, now you look like we need you in this movie.
He was method acting and didn't even know it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I got my ass beat for real yesterday.
Yeah.
This isn't makeup.
And speaking of getting ass beats and whatnot, have you seen much of Daredevil? The Netflix series?
I haven't watched it at all.
I would recommend it. It's really good. I've always liked Daredevil as a character growing up and everything, but they've done it justice. It's really dark and gritty and real, and Kingpin is a great villain.
Okay, I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah.
But I need you to do a favor for me.
What's that?
This summer, when the new L.A. version of The Walking Dead comes out,
mm-hmm.
I want you to commit to watch it.
Are you not worried that I won't understand anything about it?
No, because it's a whole nother show. And this one is, it shows the L.A. perspective, and it shows, as opposed to the one that we watch now, that out of Atlanta, it shows from the beginning of the outbreak.
Ah.
So, or before the outbreak a little bit, and during the outbreak. And then this one that we watch now, we caught it after the outbreak was in, like, a month in, because Rick woke up in the hospital, and we see everything through him.
Right, I remember that.
So, just... Will you please watch this show, Dave?
I won't watch it as it comes on, but I might watch it with you / if you TiVo it or whatever when you have it.
All right.
I don't have cable, and I don't intend on getting cable, but I'm not completely against it.
Okay.
I'll probably watch it. And the other thing that I have just started watching, which I'm like 6 years too late on, is Game of Thrones.
You just started watching, like, you're on season one?
I just finished season one. And
do you have it on your laptop now?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I would love to binge Game of Thrones with you sometime.
Have you seen any of it?
I haven't. I've seen, I think I saw the first episode, maybe the second episode or something like that. I saw the one that, the Viper versus the Mountain last year. But I don't know anything about what's going on. But I know that Clayton loves it.
Yeah.
And almost everything that Clayton loves, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know that everybody loves it. And I've never doubted that it was good. It's just, you know me, I don't really watch TV like that. I can't binge watch things. But I had seen the first season before, so I knew it was good. And I rewatched it just this week because my girlfriend wanted to.
Because your what?
Because Natasha wanted to. And so I rewatched it just to brush up on everything that's happening, because now they're five and a half or four and a half or something seasons out. So now I'm going to continue going on from season two, and I'm way late to the game, but it is good.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
yeah, I definitely want to get into it. I didn't have HBO. We talked about this before.
Right.
It came on right before. It started right before we went on tour. And
yeah.
I just couldn't. I mean, it has all the nerdy things that I love. Like, I really love dragons an absurd amount. I think they're extra cool. I don't know why I like them, but I do.
Yeah.
And they have wolves that protect people. That's cool for me. Clearly, yeah. I love dogs a little bit.
Yeah. So. I was thinking about it. It's almost like just a brand new modern version of Lord of the Rings, with all the swords and knights and valor and dragons and everything.
We watched some LARPing videos the other day online. Me and a couple friends of mine, because they didn't know what it was.
Playing.
Hilarious. And then there's the one that always pops up of the two kids. And there's the one kid that's not even really, he didn't put any thought in his costume. He just has on like a trench coat. And he has nunchucks, and he accidentally, like, busts that other dude that he's role-playing with in the face.
Wow.
And he's like, he really gets hurt, and he's like, dude, everything hurt.
Were these YouTube videos?
Yeah. I can show it to you. It's very funny. LARPing. We should LARP, Dave.
That sounds dirty.
It does. We should LARP it up in the back. There's plenty of room in the back to LARP it up. We should just LARP down there.
No.
I wonder, like, so basically they just create these characters, or are they like actual characters that
are? Oh yeah, it's like Dungeons and Dragons, but not just paper and imagination, like actually dressing up and acting out things.
But do they, I'm like, do they make up their own characters?
I think so.
Like,
I mean,
if I was
I've
like,
never done it. I'm not an authority on the subject, but I think so.
I could do it, and I'm going to be like, I want to be called
Queen Larsa.
Yeah.
Oh, I've already got a character.
There you go, Queen Larsa.
Queen Larsa. I've got plenty of costumes, so I don't need to have to worry about going out there and getting that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna Google if they LARP in Atlanta. I want to go.
I'm sure they do.
I want to be a fictitious queen in my head.
You can make it happen.
Around a bunch of people.
Get like an old dress you used for something.
They have to believe you too. Like they have to play along. So if I went and LARPed, I would totally make my character like the boss bitch.
You'd LARP all over their dog
ass. I would LARP so hard, motherfuckers won't find me. That shit would be cray. I would be like, I would just walk in and like, we could like hire some trumpet blower people to come in and like, and announce me or whatever.
Yeah.
Lords and ladies of the land.
You could get some kind of trumpet that sounds like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lordess of the land. Queen Larsa. And I could just come in and Jackson would be sitting on my shoulder.
Yeah. And then you should give Jackson an eye patch.
No. I think of her more as a monkey than a parrot.
Yeah.
So I can be like me and my pet monkey.
Give her a monkey costume.
Jackson, what do you want your LARPing name to be? You want to be
Riff.
Princess Riff. Sounds like a porn name.
It does.
Princess Ruff. I'm doing it. I'm Googling LARPing.
There you
and
go.
I'm gonna, we should definitely get Andrew to go with me and film it.
Now, that would be funny. Yeah. That could certainly be part of our mystery project.
Yes.
Yes.
Queen Larsa. I got to come up with a better name than Larsa.
Hey, why not? Larsa's fine. You could make up a new first name other than Queen.
Why would there be any other name than Queen? Lourdes?
I mean, it could be Queen. Queen Lourdes Larsa.
Queen Lourdes Larsa. That's a mouthful for LARPing. Yes. That's a lot of LARPing.
Lourdes Queen Larsa.
Oh, man. I could probably find a nerd husband at these LARP situations.
Oh, yeah.
They're like a lot of probably younger kids, though. No?
I don't know.
Grown-up
adults? I feel like it's kind of all ages.
I don't know.
Maybe not like
how
50
I would feel about
plus,
a 40-year-old
like
man dressed up in a costume.
Yeah.
LARPing.
There's a website called meetup.com where you could probably find it, if not just Googling it and all.
I'm gonna Google LARPing in Atlanta as soon as we finish the show. That is hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
We got anything else that we need to roll over?
Nothing major. There were two albums that came out that were good. There's STS and RJD2 came out with an album. RJD2, for those who don't know, is a very famous, successful producer. He did the theme to Mad Men and has his own music career that's good. And he produced for STS, who is a rapper representing Atlanta. And
STS sounds like the people that come and put your home security system in.
It stands for Sugar Tongue Slim.
Sugar Tongue Slim put my security system in my house. Sorry, go ahead.
So that's a good new album. He's from Atlanta and Philly. So that, and then Black Thought just released an album or a mixtape. I think it's called the Live Mixtape, where he raps over nothing but beats that were spun out of James Brown songs. Which is good, because he's easily one of the best MCs of all time, and obviously it's always good when James Brown's on a track.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's what's going on in the world of music.
And then Kanye sucking at the Billboard Awards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like... Oh, I guess I can tell you this story, and he may be listening to this, which is fine by me. But do you remember I was like kind of talking to a friend of mine back home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he had been saying for about 2 months, we've been texting back and forth, that he was going to come to Atlanta and then never came.
Okay.
So when I was home for the shower this weekend, I texted him and I said, hey, do you want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings? I'm here. You live around the corner. And he didn't text me back until the next day and told me that he was in the hospital.
Whoa.
Then he had to have some sort of emergency surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
this sounds like a lie.
I said, well, why didn't you call me so I would have came to the hospital? And he was like, I don't want you to see me like this. I don't look my best. And I'm like, you're in the hospital. What kind of shallow bitch would walk in a hospital room and see you and be like, oh, man, you look like crap. You're in the hospital. So I said, that's besides the point and expected. And then that was the last text I sent him.
Sounds like a winning relationship.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Shot in the dark again. Thanks. Appreciate that.
You tried.
I did. But I think it's pretty ridiculous that he's obviously seeing somebody.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason that you can't meet up around the corner from your house.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was...
That's a pretty out there excuse, though.
Not as out there as... Did I tell this story last... I've told this story recently. I don't know if I told it on the show, but... there was a guy that I went to Chicago to see, and I knew he'd want to have sex with me, and I didn't want to have sex with him. So I faked like I was on my period the whole time I was there. So I wore like...
Were you there for like 2 weeks?
I was there for 3 days, but it was 3 days too long to wear a diaper. Like I wore those great big... I bought some of those great big pads that are like this thick as a couch cushion.
So it got that far?
And I wore them, and then I would go in the bathroom and take them off and put them in the garbage like they were used and put another one on. I'm like, I'm wearing a diaper for 3 days.
Okay, yeah. It'd be one thing to tell him that and then just use that as an excuse, but to go through that and actually act out the motions, that's a bit far.
Felt excessive. Felt like you could have just said it.
Yeah.
And then not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't have pushed it.
Right. I guess in retrospect, you're right, Dave. I never thought about that. I made that believable. I'm a method actor, Dave. To make that as believable as possible.
Yep.
My life.
That's all I got.
Well, at least I didn't ride in Cat Williams' trailer.
Get some wax spilled on. That guy buy a new shirt or something?
I know y'all ain't back there complaining about a little bit of wax spilled on y'all over there.
I'm crying over spilled wax.
Cat mother, I told her, I said, I don't care how many stories like that you could tell me about Cat Williams. If he called my white ass tomorrow and was like, Reggie Jackson, I've been watching this stuff on YouTube and I want you to go on tour with me, then we would
be like, oh shit, I made it.
I made it. I feel like my life is a series. There's a Kanye West song. It's not his song, but it's the interlude. And he's like talking about all the stuff he did, and he was like, and then I got a call from Damon Dash, and I was like, I made it. That's how I feel about my life. I'm like, I made it. Other than that, I think we pretty much covered it all.
Yeah.
Walking Dead coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
You're on it.
Me?
Yes.
You mean the new one?
Yes.
Yeah.
We went to a audition. Caitlin told me about it, actually, for Barbershop 3.
Oh, I didn't know they're doing that.
Uh-huh. So, to be continued, if anybody's listening to the show, comedian Reggie Jackson and comedian Caitlin Olu need roles in this movie. Thank you. Call us back.
For Barbershop 3.
Yeah. I was the only white person in that building.
That seems like it's going to give you a better shot.
Perhaps.
They probably need at least one white person.
At least. I know no other white girl showed up. It was really cool, though, because as I was walking in, I had my headshot and my bio in my hand, so it's obvious, like, what I'm doing.
Right.
And I walked by this group of guys, and he was like, you got this, girl. And I was like, thanks.
Nice.
Like, it felt good to have a random stranger.
Yeah.
On the street. Confirm.
Yeah.
I was like, really? What's my lottery numbers? It was a terrible joke, and I'm ending the show that way.
All right. Wait. Hang on. Yeah.
I wish I could remember that stupid joke that I heard on that on that show.
If you could remember it right now, that would really bring it around. And
okay, hold on. Bookend this. You talk about something for a minute. And let me try to think.
Let me see here.
Just sing a song.
No, I don't remember that tune either. I was going to sing the beat to the that Kanye song you referenced. But
I can't remember it.
Damn.
I can't.
Oh, well.
Well, let's wrap the show up and then show each other incredibly great things that we've talked about on YouTube.
Yeah.
Jory and Tori, I think. Oh, man, I wish I could remember that joke. Crap, I'm over it. I'll try to remember it, and I will actually write it down.
All right.
For next week. Let me see if I've got anything
else. Look
forward
to this dumb joke next week.
Tune in next week.
For a joke you wish you hadn't turned into.
Right. No.
Nothing.
Nothing. I was hoping.
You want to just call it a show?
I was hoping that maybe I had made a note about it, but I did not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's it then.
All right.
And tune in next week when our special guest will be Barack Obama himself.
I'm going to be excited to see him.
Him and Danny DeVito are going to be here.
It's a dynamic duo.
It is.
They're coming out with a country album, I think.
They're doing another Twins movie.
Oh, good.
Like him and Arnold.
We needed another Twins movie.
What's Arnold Schwarzenegger been up to? I haven't even heard anything about him. And
making new movies.
What movies?
He's come out with like 3 movies since he got out of governating.
He's not the governor anymore? That's how behind I am.
No, there's one called The Last Stand. And I don't remember the others. I think he's going to be in the new Terminator.
He has to be.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gone back to movies.
Well, all right then.
Yeah.
I guess we'll tune in next week. It's hard to tell who will stop by. I think Lookalive's going to come back next week.
That'd be good.
Yeah. So, oh, man, I can't wait to rehash this story.
We are really bailing anticipation for next week.
I know, right? I'm like, I'm done. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. David, what's your information as always?
Instagram, it's Defiant, which is DeFyent. Please follow me because my girlfriend's talking shit because she says she's going to have more followers than me in the next week and she only has 6 pictures up. So
right. She's really hot.
I know she's right. So that's why. Please follow me. I'm desperate.
Please follow Defy Entertainment.
Defiant. Yep.
On Instagram. And you know, you can find me, comedian Reggie Jackson, everywhere, honey. I just be everywhere, honey. Oh, there was another earthquake in Nepal.
Oh.
This week.
Wow.
Yeah, by the way.
God
so
really
prayers,
has it out for Nepal.
Prayers for all of those people in Nepal. Can't believe you just said that. Yeah, and that's it. And we will be back next week.
All right.
Just listening to Table Talk. Table Talk. Reggie Jackson.